This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, ESPN's Sal Masekela on basketball playoffs. First, though, another intense form of competition, politics. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry criticized the Bush administration today for neglecting to enforce trade agreements that protect U.S. workers. The White House responded by saying Senator Kerry supported free trade in the past and now uses anti-free trade rhetoric, not because he believes it, but to get votes. Just another day in the campaign. Slate writer Timothy Noah found a journalist in Texas whose work may help explain why politics gets so nasty.
Bill Bishop is a reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Working with the newspaper's statistical consultant, Robert Cushing, Bishop has been writing a series of articles on a recent political phenomenon, the rise of landslide counties. Bill, what is a landslide county?
We decided that a county that was 60-40 was a landslide county. But mainly what we wanted to see was if the election is a bell-shaped curve, is the bell getting steeper or is it getting flatter? And what we found is that the bell is getting flatter over time, that more and more counties are pushing away from the center of the election to the extremes in both directions.
Can you give us a couple of examples of landslide counties?
The two we used were L.A. County, which voted back and forth fairly close until 1988, and then it became pretty solidly Democratic, and in the last election voted 66% for the Democrats. And just north of Austin is a very fast-growing county, Williamson County, and they voted back and forth, Democrats and Republicans, until 1980, and in the last election they voted 71% for the Republicans. And essentially every new vote that came into Williamson County in the last three elections was a Republican vote.
You argue in your pieces that the rise of landslide counties, which began in the mid-1970s, coincided with a measurable decline in bipartisanship in the U.S. Congress. Can you explain?
Well, what we found is that Americans were more likely each election from 1948 to 1976 to live in counties that were more politically mixed. Beginning in the 70s, we think parties began to move where people were. There's always been a Bible Belt, right? San Francisco has always been bohemian. But the parties, 30, 40 years ago, there wasn't a party of the religious conservatives. There were conservative religious Democrats and conservative religious Republicans. But those kinds of issues began to sort out, and as parties became more ideological, they aligned with the cultural geography of the country. At the same time, something else happened. We talk about in the 1990s something we call the Big Sort, and people began moving to places in non-random ways. They began to move to particular places for particular reasons, and our thought is that one of the reasons people choose a place to live is that there are cultural amenities, political amenities, places that people feel comfortable, and people begin to cluster and agglomerate in like-minded communities.
You've talked to some social psychologists about the landslide county phenomenon. What did they tell you? What does living in a landslide county do to your outlook on life?
Well, we were trying to understand why our politics is so bitter and angry. And if you look at the social science literature, it's pretty clear that people living in like-minded groups wind up being more extreme versions of what they were before, just by the fact of their living next to one another and talking and reinforcing their views. We now have the situation where 60% of Republican voters live in counties that haven't voted for a Democrat since before 1980, and 60% of Democratic voters live in counties that haven't voted for a Republican since 1988.
So we're all becoming more smug and overbearing in our politics.
That's my impression, isn't it yours?
So I guess in sum, in spite of stagflation and really awful-looking clothing and an oil crisis, Jerry Ford is looking better and better.
I don't know if he looks better than those red, white, and blue pants that we all had, but we just have a different political environment. And the thing is, this political environment is self-reinforcing. The stronger the group becomes, the more likely it is to attract people of the similar viewpoint. And the more people it attracts of similar viewpoint, then the more extreme the group becomes in its thinking. And it's hard to see where the bottom of the hill is for that snowball.
Bill Bishop is a reporter for the Austin American Statesman. For Day to Day, I'm Slate's Timothy Noah.